CPR News and KRCC, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Vice President J.D. Vance says he agrees with the sentiment behind recent statements from the Pope about the dangers of artificial intelligence. He told graduating cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy yesterday that AI will inevitably change warfare, though he says that cadets must use AI to better themselves, not submit to it.
And if the warfare of the future is to live up to the moral values of our ancestors, decisions over life and death must be made by humans and not machines.
The 900 cadets now move on to officer roles in the Air Force and the Space Force. A federal committee has released its report following a year-long investigation into alleged anti-Semitism on the Auraria campus. As Denverite's Paolo Chalceda reports, it follows the spring 2024 anti-war encampment in protest of the war in Gaza.
A local committee for the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights was tasked with examining the nature, prevalence, and impact of alleged anti-Semitism during the protest. While the report found, quote, some anti-Semitism during the protest, it mostly took aim at Denver's leadership. The report went as far as to allege that Mayor Mike Johnston and Police Chief Ron Thomas violated the 14th Amendment as they declined to help Auraria officials disband the encampment. The city pushed back on such allegations, describing it as another attack on Denver by the Trump administration. I'm Paolo Shasta, Denverite.
And it's CPR News and KRCC.